What's up, everybody? It's Helen Edwards, host of the Sexy Freedom Media Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is very special to me. I took a solo getaway to the Tubac Golf Resorts, 3 hours north of Phoenix, I want to say. And this is just me sharing my experience and some awakenings I have. I hope you enjoy it. And again, you can find me on Instagram, which is Hell of a Journey, or Sexy Freedom Media. You can also find me on Facebook, Sexy Freedom Media, and my website, sexyfreedommedia.com. Also, don't forget, I've got an event coming up in Vegas. If you're a woman that lives there or close by, definitely come out. It's the Beyond 2020 collaboration with Shavanna Moore, who's amazing, and you can find out more on my Facebook or my website. That's going to be January 18th of 2020. And yeah, go out and buy my book. I now have a second one, bestseller, international author. I'm on my way up. Thanks for listening, you guys. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome to the Sexy Freedom Media Podcast, a place to discuss pain, passion, and pursuits.
Yes, I want to feel alive.
Breathe.
Make some moves.
Protect the throne. This is Sexy Freedom Media Podcast.
Oh my God, you guys, the happiness I felt last night was pure magic of the heart. I literally felt the tears of joy begin to rise from my root chakra all the way to my throat and making its ways into my eyes. I felt completely in bliss. I had been on the road of busy. You know what I'm talking about, where life is going so fast and the hustle is a daily grind. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do love the hustle and encourage the life of the grind almost daily. You know, it's the way to make things happen and get shit done, right? But oftentimes we think we are in control when the busy, B-U-S-Y, starts to control us. My spirit needed some nurturing. I mean, I'm sure you can understand if you've been in this place. I felt off balance. You know, I swear my warrior is my protector because my ego can be a bitch and just let me run myself into the ground. It sucks. I mean, it's great, but then it could suck eventually, which it did. It was sucking me dry. I had this burning need to just go and be in nature. I get like this often when I'm just going, and I don't give myself time to rest. And I'm not talking about just to go home and rest. I'm talking about like a big rest, a big reset. So I just needed somewhere to go away and get away. I just wanted to pack my bags and just drive. Just drive. Do you ever feel like that, where you just want to kind of just go? I'm sure many of us do. I even said a prayer to the great universe. I was like, please guide me to a place of peace. I really, really need it. Please, please, God. And I don't pray often. I mean, I often talk to the universe, but I literally was like, God, if you're there. Then on Thursday night, a friend of mine called me and he was like, let's go to this resort getaway with me and our other friend. And I was like, okay, let's do it. And at first I was reluctant because he has canceled before on a few things, but I was just like, okay, this is the answer to my prayers. This is it. I'm supposed to go on this resort with my friends. Let's do this. So I packed my bags and I was like, I'm down, let's go. Well, I went to work on Friday and I was all packed and I hadn't heard from him all day and I was getting really concerned. And then I got a text saying that he was canceling because he wasn't feeling well. And I was kind of like, I fucking knew it. I was pissed. And then I got really sad because I really needed this getaway. And I could just feel all these emotions start to rise within me. And I just stopped myself because I saw a sticky note that I had written on my desk. And it was a quote that I heard from one of Awaken JP's podcasts. And I can't recall who the quote is by, but it read, "This isn't happening to me, it's happening for me." So then I thought to myself, okay, and I kept repeating it. this is happening for me, this is happening for me. And I thought, okay, don't get sad. You know, this is happening for me. Maybe I'm supposed to drive to Flagstaff in camp. Maybe I'm supposed to drive out somewhere I've never been and just sleep in my car, Chico, and watch the sunrise. Like, maybe I'm not supposed to go to this resort. So I literally had just gotten off work, and my friend who I was supposed to go on the resort with, he called me and he said he couldn't get his money back and that I should go to the resort by myself because the room is paid for the weekend. And I had these thoughts in my head, like, should I, like, should I not? Like, what if it's not paid for? Like, I don't know. I just got all this fear, fear started surrounding me on this. And then I sat there for a minute and I was like, you know what? Yes, I'm doing it. I'm going. So I called the resort just to confirm everything, changed it in my name, made sure everything was paid for. Like, I just did all the things I could to make sure this was legit. I didn't want any more cancellations and shit. No more surprises to happen. Well, I sat in the parking lot for like 30 minutes and I called all my close friends and I was like, who wants to go to the resort with me? Like, this is amazing. And nobody could make it. So it's been a while since I spend a lot of time alone. I've mentioned that before, but it's been a while since I actually like went on a trip by myself, like where it was just me doing my thing. And then it just hit me. The prayer, the longing to be in peace, the quote, this is happening for me. So I was like, okay, I'm doing this. I'm just gonna go by myself. I mean, I'm packed, right? Just go. The universe basically parted seas, like get to this resort. So I drove 3 hours to get to the resort. I walk in. And my room is stunning. King size suite bedroom. It is gorgeous. I showered and I dressed myself up in a goddess evening gown with leopard print and glam myself up like a queen. I walked down to the resort, and on my way walking down, there was lights everywhere. It was dark. The stars were out. I mean, the weather is perfect. Not hot, not cold, just right. I walked down to the resort restaurant. They had an outdoor patio with live music. I asked for the table right at the front and ordered a glass of Merlot and some dinner. I felt so free, so alive, with the beautiful guitarist in front of me, the stars right above me. I was ridiculously in peace. I was so happy. I mean, I sat there and I was like, don't get on your phone, just be present. I mean, obviously I made friends with the staff very quickly because I'm a social butterfly. And after dinner, I was invited out to a local underground bachata live music place. Of course I went, I danced and laughed the night away. You guys, it was amazing. Last time I felt like this was when I was in Paris. I realized this morning that I don't have to travel to other countries to experience this amazing feeling of being in new places. Sometimes it's just getting out of your normal surroundings and placing yourself in a whole new environment, even if it's just a few hours away. So, I mean, I woke up this morning, I could hear the birds chirping outside. The resort suite is magnificent. I walked around in a white tank top and made a cup of coffee. Cut up some apples. I walked outside to breathe in the fresh air. It's so green outside. I put on some soft music and meditated for about an hour. I mean, I'm feeling very emotional. I just wish everyone could feel this peace. I wish my brother could feel this peace. I hope my son could feel this peace on his own. Speaking of my son, he turned 20 yesterday. It's crazy. It's a crazy thing to, you know, have lived such a full life in my small 39 years. By the way, I turned 39 last week. You know, I've been thinking a lot about what I am doing, what I represent, and why I'm doing all of this. Being away on this solo getaway has helped me take time for myself. Away from social media, away from the daily grind. It's inspired me to write and do this podcast. I'm getting to know myself again, who I am at this time in my life. I've always been somewhat of a workaholic. It's just the way I was raised, you know, to work hard. I've been hustling since a kid. Just like Gary Vee and many others who are entrepreneurs today, the stories of working as a kid is my story too. I sold candy door to door. I dropped off newspapers and yellow books. I knocked on people's doors to clean their yards. I sold magazines. I did the lemonade stand. I helped my mom with her Halloween store. I have always known being my own boss was in my blood. So I'm driven towards the hustle and success by nature. Funny story. When I was in fourth grade, I remember we had a class vote on who would become the class president. And I ran against two other classmates. I remember persuading everyone that I was the best choice. And I won. I fucking won. I became the class president. I also remember starting my own cheer group and my own hip-hop dance team in grade school. I was always the girl who started groups and went for the prizes. This memory hadn't come to me in years until I was listening to a Gary Vee podcast the other day and heard him talking about it. I didn't realize how much my youth had made me into who I am today. I'm that same girl. I create events and collaborations. I inspire and motivate myself and others. And then it really hit me. It's not who I became. It's who I always was and still am. Realizing this has made me awaken to a new part of me that has always been there, but was silent. See, I had been feeling so alone the past couple weeks. I've been feeling, you know, just sad in the back of my mind, like happy and driven in the front lines, but just kind of sad in the back. I've been craving the touch of a man and the affection of a lover. I'm rising and stepping into my queendom and making moves, but have no one worthy to share my heart with, my dreams with. I don't have the companion to talk to and bounce ideas off. I'm always like envious of like the married or the ones that are like, I found my lover, I'm engaged. And I was like, okay, when is it going to happen for me? Like, you know, I loved being married when I was married. And now I've been divorced for almost 15 years. I was very lonely in the back of my mind. It was like sucking my spirit empty. I was ignoring this desire in myself. Instead of tending to it, I got angry and resentful towards the men in my life who never stepped up and replayed past relationships' shortcomings. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? Can you relate? I also began to blame myself and even started to pick myself apart, wondering how such a beautiful, inspiring woman is so alone, not having sex, not getting touched, and hasn't found a true king. I mean, I wrote the book, Nothing Sexier Than Freedom, and I lived quite a promiscuous life. But I also realized, like, you know, I do need to find somebody. I am alone. And that's just, I mean, okay, there's a lot of people who are going to say, well, you're not alone, babe. You know, you got you, or, you know, where they try to just dig deeper. And the fact is, like, no matter how much you dig deeper, it is by human nature that you want to physically connect or, you know, have chemistry or some kind of passion or something with a companion. And during this solo getaway, I've been having some deep awakenings. And here's one. Maybe it's not a king I need. It's a warrior. Fucking A. There it is. Ah! Ooh, let me take a deep breath on that. Let me repeat that. Maybe it's not a king I need. It's a warrior. This morning, I looked at myself when I got out of the shower and just stared at my mocha tan colored body. I looked into my almond dark chocolatey eyes in the mirror. I noticed the gray coming into my long black hair. And I started to fall in love with myself all over again. This is what the Great Spirit wanted to gift me. Like a papa bear taking care of his princess. Knowing my heart was sad, seeing my worth I was tearing down, hearing my lonely cries, The big huggy bear universe heard my prayer and said, I got you, mija. I've just been sitting and meditating and just pondering and thinking all morning in this lovely suite as my blinds are open and I'm staring out into the beautiful, beautiful green grass and trees all around me. I've had a lot to think about, and this is truly a gift of peace that I was given, that I needed. So I'm going to leave this first portion at that. I'm going to go for a walk. And then when I get back, I'll share more about my journey. Love you guys. Hey friends, I'm back. So after I paused the podcast yesterday, I went on this amazing 2-3 hour walk. I strolled on through the golf course here at Tubac Resort and came across some beautiful mountains, some gorgeous scenery, green grass. I mean, there was like a man-made lake that had a water spout coming out of it. It was just incredible. And I just sat there and it was breezy and my hair was just flowing. I felt incredible. I felt like a walking flower. And the time I spent by myself was just so much needed. I got home my suite. And I got all dolled up and I said, okay, I'm going to take myself out to dinner. I had a glass of wine and relaxed. And then this morning I did the same thing. I woke up and I was like, okay, I'm not checking out until I go for a bicycle ride. So you can rent some bikes here. And I went and rented a bike. And as I'm riding the bicycle and I could feel the wind in my hair and I was passing by one of the golf course areas again, and there it is. I saw the turtle. A turtle popped his head up. And what's crazy is a turtle popped his head up yesterday. And I know it seems insignificant, but to me it was, I'm such a signs girl. I look for signs everywhere and I'm seeing the turtle pop up and I'm like, wow, you know, this trip was something that I just kept asking for, like I mentioned before. But I really had time to fall in love with myself over again and really think about, you know, what I'm putting out there, what I'm doing, both yesterday on my walk and today. And I was just in awe of the beauty around me and of how there's more. There's an abundance of life around us. And yet we don't take advantage of it. And, you know, and I also realized something about myself. I do have a lot of fear. And I just go. Like I tell myself, don't think, just do. Don't think, just do. I mean, there's a time to think things through, but if I think too long, I'm going to overthink, I'm going to analyze, and I'm going to shut it down, whatever it is. So I always tell myself, don't think, just do. I saw this quote that my brother Jules had posted, and it said something along the lines of, you know, you're in therapy. I don't want to misquote it, but it's something like, you're in therapy because the people around you won't go to therapy. And it made me laugh, but at the same time, I was like, wow, that is so true. Therapy to me has always been nature. It has always been, you know, music. It has been diving inwards and just knowing who I am and spending time just talking to myself, not down talking to myself, but just asking questions like, what are you doing? What do you like? Do you like this? Do you not like this? What makes you unhappy? And these are questions I think we do need to ask ourselves all the time. And I also thought to myself, I've been, you know, playing small, which is big to some people that I've been playing, but I have been playing a small part that I need to step it up. And I've also been holding on to people in my life who are not, they're not good for me in this time in my life. They're not bad people. They're just not good for me in this time in my life. And, you know, I need to show up more and I need to be more of a leader. And I know I am those things, but it's time to elevate. It's time to step up even more and not be afraid. And I just kept telling myself while I was on the bicycle ride, you know, are you ready for it? Are you ready? Can you do this? I mean, and I just heard myself saying, yes, yes, I could do this. I can make some moves. I'm ready. You know, I'm ready for whatever comes to me. And I just kept telling myself, no matter what comes to you, no matter what's behind this door you're about to walk through, you can handle it. You got this. And it's probably going to hurt, whatever it is, because everything comes with a price. Everything comes with some kind of pain, but that pain is going to elevate you. It's going to make you grow. It's going to make you have some thick skin. And it's not like I want bad things to happen. It's just, I want to not mislead myself and make it sound like everything's so beautiful and pretty and peaceful all the time. Cause it's not. The world is a really strange and tough place, and it's all about survival. And we've become this nation of convenience and this nation of entitlement and, you know, peace, love, and happiness, which I am all for. In fact, I'm on that bandwagon. Like, let's do it. Let's be kind. But this is also, you know, there's things that can kill you left and right, and things are trying to take you down. And this is one of the reasons why I talk about, you know, when I'm on stage, one of the big things I speak about is, you know, competing and comparing. And I'm always, you know, preaching, stop comparing yourself. Stop competing against your queens, the other women and the other guys. And then, you know, but I say that in a respectful manner, like, you know, don't do it if you're just, you know, pointing back at yourself that you're nothing and you're unworthy. That's what I'm talking about by don't compete and don't compare. But when I'm on stage and when I give my talks, I actually do talk about you're going to compete and you're going to compare either way. Like, everybody does it. Everybody judges. And I'm trying to give a message of do it in a healthy way, because I'm very competitive and I do compare when it comes to business. Like, I'm like, okay, what are they doing that I'm not doing? What can I do better? Should I do it like them? Because this is, you know, they're getting good results and I compete. I'm very competitive. It's part of my drive. It's part of everybody's drive. So, you know, that's one of the things I had to clear out of my mind and my heart while I was here. I said to myself, you know, you're always so busy. That busy has become an excuse. And I don't like excuses. Like, I'm like, I always tell everybody around me, like, you know, if I say, hey, I'm doing this, you want to do it? And they're like, I can't because of this. I'm like, hey, don't tell me what you can't do. Tell me what you can. But, you know, it's not that I don't want to hear their excuses because they're valid, but I just realized for myself, like, am I showing up? Am I as busy? One of my excuses is, you know, are my excuses valid? Like, are they realistic things that I'm just saying, you know, to hide the underlying desire? Like, what's going on? What's really going on? And I think one of the things that I've awakened to while I'm here is honesty with self. I realized that I'm in a new place in my life, 39. I mean, you're always in a constant change in life. You're always in a constant, you know, next step, next move forward, next year, next this, next that. And that's why we're growing. And I heard this song and it was talking about, you know, we're all just dust. We're all just dust in the wind. And it really hit me, like, literally, we are just dust in the wind. I mean, I don't want to get nasty about it, but the truth is, like, most, I would say, like, 80% of the dust in the air is human skin. It's crazy. We are just dust. Like, we're constantly shedding. And that's why I think that so many of us are constantly saying, I need to grow. I need to move. I need to, who am I now? Because we're always in a constant state of growing and shedding. I mean, literally, physically. And it would only make sense that since we are layers upon layers upon layers, and everything's kind of a reflection of itself, it makes sense that we just are constantly growing. And when we're not, we're suffocating ourselves and we're not expanding. And we're all guilty of being our worst enemy. And that's why, you know, I posted something a while back that said, you know, you can't stop me because I can't even stop myself. And I said, come on with it. You know, like basically saying, you know, I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about what other people think about me. I don't spend a lot of time wondering, you know, what somebody's going to say if I post something. I really don't care. I am not that I'm self-centered and selfish and focused on myself. Yeah, okay, I am most of the time. But it's just that I have realized, and it's taken me a while, But I went through a lot to just clear out what people think. And mostly that came from when I went through my divorce. And writing my book was a way to set myself free because, you know, writing all about my life story, my truths, my beliefs, my everything. Like, if you haven't read my book, Nothing's Sexier Than Freedom, I really dive deep and tell some real, real shit, some real things that I go through and think about and talk about and do, you know, and which brings me to my next subject. I was also thinking about this morning. You know, they say, you know who somebody's real character is when you know what they are like when they're by themselves. It's something along that lines. And it really hit me. This weekend, it's a solo getaway. I spent a lot of time by myself. And like I said, I fell in love with myself again because I realized I love who I am now. And I love this girl. I love this woman. Like, I'm honestly in awe of myself. Just in awe. The woman I've grown into, the woman I'm stepping into, the way I'm expanding myself out into the world and, you know, becoming an extension of Mama Earth and, you know, touching the sky and the universe and just being the universe, you know, with skin wrapped around it. Oh, I was thinking about this yesterday. What's the saying? It's the saying, I am the universe wrapped in skin. Oh, it was a song. Oh, I heard it. I'm telling you, music is life. And that's what I was thinking this whole weekend. Like, I am the universe wrapped in skin, walking around, looking at other universes wrapped in skin. Like, we're all basically one. It's insane how one consciousness is all of us. But yet we all think we're different because we're in our, you know, place of ego. We're thinking about the physical. We're not thinking about like what's really going on inside of us. You know, I'm not talking about like, you know, the blood and the bones and, you know, the organs. I'm talking about like the person who's, you know, translating these words into sound, into this podcast. Like, what? Wow. I mean, I was given a voice box to make sound and translate these things. And it's just, when I get to thinking and I'm out just diving deep, I'm telling you, the world is me. And it's beautiful. It's fun. And I'm exploring, which is exactly what we're supposed to do in human form. Like, you know, if we are the lottery, if we really want this, if we really take advantage of this body and this physical form, and we really are sane and really truly, truly believe like we are God in human form, or we are goddess in human form, or, you know, or spirit in human form, however you want to say it. If you truly, truly believe that, then you will walk that. You will believe that. You will honor this body. You will, you know, let it have fun and let it laugh and enjoy it and take it out and, you know, become one with it and also enjoy this human experience. And yeah, that was part of my awakening this weekend. I basically am like, you know, awakened like JP. Okay, I'm not. Shout out JP. But it's phenomenal. I had a phenomenal time, and I'm going to wrap this podcast up and let you guys know I'm all packed up and ready to get on my 3-hour road trip and just have a party in my car, because that's what I do. Turn the music up, you know? I really do hope that you guys take something from this podcast and, you know, like I said, explore your world. Explore your world more and go out there and be the extension of the spirit, the God, the goddess inside of you, and release whatever's holding you back and elevate yourself. All right. Check me out on sexyfreedom.com, sexyfreedommedia.com. Find me on Instagram. Hell of a Journey with one L and Sexy Freedom Media. You can find me on Facebook too. I love you guys. Go out and get my book if you want. No, you want to. Nothing Sexier Than Freedom. I also have my second book, Your Inner Evolution, and by the amazing editor, Jane. She's fantastic. Other authors, you know, jumped in on that. And I just want to tell you guys, like, you know, live your life. And whatever's around you that's holding you down, think of that quote, you know, take yourself to therapy, whatever it is, talking to somebody else, putting on music, going out in nature, reading a book, going to church, whatever it is, do that. Do more of that and get yourself away from anything that's literally holding your universe back, your God and goddess inside of you, your spirit. Like, let it go, because they don't have rights to own that. This is your life, your experience. Go live it. Love you guys.
Want to hear more?
Visit us at sexyfreedommedia.com.